Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time to make our NFL picks, which we do every single Friday right around this time, and our picks are presented by the Cash App. Last night, we all picked the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. They did cover the number of 1.5, so victories all around. Tiki Barber now has a record of 13-4. I have a record of 9-7-1. Lugie has a record of 8-9, and Sean has a record of 5-12. Let's make our picks for week 4 in the NFL, and I'll shake it up a little bit. I always seem to go first. So, Sean Morash, with your last place record, why don't you lead it off?
All right, I'm laying one off the glass for my out-of-market game number one. I don't care how big a spread it is. The Buffalo Bills at home are laying 15.5 versus the New Orleans Saints. This is a bloodbath waiting to happen. I think Buffalo off that extended break on Thursday night. I know it's a big number. They're going to win this game by 20-plus points. I'm laying the 15.5 here with Buffalo, game number one. Game number two. Oh, that's right. I get two non-local games because the Jets are Monday night, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to wing this one on the fly here.
You weren't prepared?
In back of my mind, I was picking the Jets-Dolphin game, but that's fine because I have my other game I broke the tie with.
Wow.
I'm taking the Rams laying 3.5 at home versus the Indianapolis Colts. This magic carpet ride comes to a screeching halt this week in Los Angeles versus a Rams team that's really pissed off after the way they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Rams at home laying 3.5. As far as the Jackson Dart game, you might as well take lipstick and write sucker across my forehead. Because I woke up Monday as dejected as I could be, as apathetic as I could be, and then the Jackson Dart news happened. I don't know what he's going to be in his career. I don't know what the rest of this year is going to be like, but I kind of feel like we're getting a Browns-Packers moment a week, like we saw a week ago here with the Giants and Chargers. The entire betting public, it's the most bet side, is the Chargers laying 6.5 here. How could it be that easy? It's not. Jackson Dart gets the Giants going, and has anybody paid attention to the Chargers' offensive line issues and the injuries right. They have? Why did we bring this pass rush here? I think they get after Justin Herbert. And I think Jackson Dart wins this game late 23-20 outright. So I'll take the Giants with the points.
How about that? Tiki Barber.
So I'm not doing any of the locals, obviously, because I never called the Giants. Because I'm calling the Giants pre and post, obviously, right here on WFAN at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So I'm going to go with the Browns and the Lions. At the Lions. Look, the Browns got, let's call it lucky, because the Packers, this is the one game I lost last week, were asleep at the wheel for some damn reason. Frustrating, especially when you lose a bet that way. But the Lions are dominant. We saw them against the Baltimore Ravens. They can run the ball against anybody. Jahmyr Gibbs, who's the other running back? I'm forgetting his name off the top of my head. But they are dominant on the ground. And I think with their run game and their pass game, they have the ability to bludgeon anybody. This is a somewhat big number at 9.5. But give me the Lions laying 9.5, hosting the Browns. That's probably the easiest one of the weekend, to be honest with you. Dave Montgomery is the other running back.
What's the line you got, 8.5?
9.5.
9.5, gotcha.
Now, Sean, sorry, got to go directly against you.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Colts and Daniel Jones, going to Los Angeles. I had to look and see how well did they play on the road in Miami. Like, maybe it's just because it was Miami, but they destroyed them. Maybe it was an indoor thing with Indiana Jones. I was going to call him Danny Dimes, but he's not that anymore. Indiana Jones and this Colts team. It's really because their run game is dominant. They have a great offensive line, and they have receivers all around. Alec Pierce is probably one of the best deep threats in football. Obviously, Michael Pittman is there as well. And I think Daniel Jones is playing clean football. Now, the Rams have Puka Nacua, who just gets targeted like you couldn't believe. He's leading the league in targets by 6 or 7, and it's only 3 games. But I think they're a little bit flawed. And Matt Stafford's getting a little bit older. The Colts are supposed to lose this game. Give me the 3.5. This feels, if they do lose, it's a field goal type game, and they might win it outright. So the Rams plus 3.5. And then lastly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Panthers. Traveling to New England. Everybody loves the Patriots. Everybody loves what they're doing. The Panthers destroyed the Atlanta Falcons last weekend. 30-0. I don't know what Dave Canales is doing. Probably not that much, but I like the fact that this Panthers team, who has been counted out for years, is finally starting to figure things out, and it might just because they keep things simple. I know the Patriots are a good squad, but I'm going to go with the Panthers here. This one's kind of a gut feeling, getting 5.5. So Panthers plus 5.5 up in New England on the road. So two road dogs I'm going to take. Panthers plus 5.5, Colts plus 3.5, and then the Lions just take care of business against the Browns, hosting them, minus 9.5.
Let me start with what I think is, besides our own Jackson Dart interests, the game of the day. The game of the weekend, in my opinion. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens. So I look at it this way. Someone's walking out of this game at 1-3. Now, they'll be fine. I think whoever loses this game will survive, will make the playoffs anyway. But in the early going, there's going to be panic around whatever team loses this game. And to me, the Kansas City Chiefs, despite how kind of average it looked at times, I think they're back. And I think that they are going to take their victory over the Giants and buoy it into a more impressive victory against a Raven team that's really good at finding ways to lose. In fact, that's the differences between these two teams. The Chiefs will do it ugly, and they'll find a way to win. The Ravens will actually do it pretty sexily, and they'll find a way to lose. And I'm getting points. So in game number one, and what I think is clearly the most appealing game of the weekend, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs getting the 2.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. That is game number one. Game number two, a decision needs to be made over the weekend. Big decision. Are the Houston Texans going to allow their season to spiral out of control? Or are the Houston Texans going to wake the F up? And I'm on the side that they are going to wake up. They're not only going to defeat the Tennessee Titans, but it's a big number. It's 7.5, and I understand why. The Titans stink. Have you watched them the first 3 weeks of the season? They've given about 75 points the last 2 weeks. And you know who could use that? The Texans and their 32nd ranked offense. I think this is the get right game that D'Amico Ryans needs, that C.J. Stroud needs. So I'm taking the Texans laying the 7.5 against the Tennessee Titans. Now let's get to the main event for New York. The thing about making picks is that you have a gut feeling sometimes as early as a Monday. And then as the week goes on, you're even more emboldened in the way you felt. Earlier in the week, when the Giants made the decision to go to Jackson Dart, I think I said it on the air. I said it to Sean. I said, I'm taking the Giants. I think they're going to win this game outright. Well, the week has gone on, and my opinion is completely flipped. Completely flipped. There are just a lot of little things I don't like. I don't like it. And some of the things I don't even like may not even be true. Like, report, because you, Tiki, laid it out beautifully earlier about, well, some of the players aren't happy about how they found out. And that, of course, led to the famous, now famous, Little Bitches comment. The 10 hours with Brian Daboll, which, again, Jackson Dart already came out and said, not true. Just a lot of things around this are making me uneasy. I just have to admit this. I said to you on Tuesday when they made this decision, it feels like desperation. You could tell me all day Russ deserved to be benched. You're right. That Russ isn't great. You're right. But a lot of it felt desperate. And as I sit here on this Friday, I feel that way. And I think he's going to struggle. All I hear about is Jesse Minter's defense, Jesse Minter's defense. I think Jackson Dart's going to have a really tough time. And I think the Giants are going to have a really tough time. And I think the Chargers are going to cover the number. So I'm sorry. It is not personal. It is not trolling. It's not trying to be a bad guy. Sean will tell you what I say early in the week.
Yeah, you thought they would win.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an ugly Sunday at MetLife Stadium. I'm sorry for that. But who knows? Maybe you'll be distracted by the Mets having an uglier Sunday. Give me the Chargers laying the 6.5 at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. So I'm taking two favorites and a dog. The Chiefs getting the 2.5. The Texans laying the 7.5. And yes, unfortunately, the L.A. Chargers destroying the Jackson Dart debut game, laying the 6.5. Tommy Lugauer.
All right, game number one for me. I went after this team last week. I'm going after them again. If the New England Patriots didn't turn the ball over, what, 5 or 6 times, they would have absolutely blitzed the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Top of the morning in London, 9:30 kick. I believe the Minnesota Vikings have the 3rd best coaching staff in the NFL. So quite frankly, I don't care who's playing quarterback. Their defense is ferocious. Brian Flores is as good as it gets as a DC. And they're going to show old man Rodgers how rough this trip really is. He's going to need a few Guinnesses after the game, Teague. I'm going to lay Minnesota here, -2.5, game number one for me. Game number two. The Chicago Bears look like the team everybody thought they would be going into the season with new head coach Ben Johnson. But like we saw with the Giants, the Cowboys' defense would make any quarterback look good. And I think the Bears are going to be a trendy pick here in Vegas against the Raiders. Oh, Geno stinks. Las Vegas is horrible. The Raiders are favored in this game, which I think is very telling. I'm going to take the Raiders laying the 1.5 against the very overrated Chicago Bear team for game number two. Game number three, I'll put a disclaimer out here. I'm totally being a homer and taking this with my heart because I agree with everything Evan said. I think Jackson Dart's being put in a very difficult spot here against one of the best head coaches in the league. Justin Herbert is the NFL MVP through the first 3 weeks. Keenan Allen has been sensational, the defense, everything, and they learn how to win games. The Chargers don't charger anymore. I'm picking the Giants. I'll take the 6, but it's a total pick with my heart because I want to see our future do well and I want to love football for the next 10 to 15 years. So give me the Giants. +6 for my 3rd pick here in week 4 on our picks. But Evan will probably ultimately be right.
Will I?
I hope not.
Listen, sometimes gut feelings in football aren't even based on reality. Yeah. And I admit, because a lot of the things I laid out, like, does it really matter if they met for 10 hours or not? No.
It just doesn't feel smooth. It feels like there's a lot of noise for no reason.
Correct.
Just stupidity.
Yes.
Like, really abject stupidity.
And
go ahead.
And I don't know who to blame for that. Right. Like, I'm not even saying it's anyone's fault, but it just feels so clunky that I don't think it ends well.
Unless it's a good distraction.
Serious question here. Would we rather see Jackson Dart put up a monster game, go toe-to-toe with Herbert, but the Giants lose? Or Dart stinks and the Giants win like 13-10?
Giants win.
I think the win is more important.
Win. Gotta win, baby.
Yeah, because if he stinks, it's like, okay, he's a rookie. He's supposed to.
And you won despite it.
And they won despite it.
Exactly.
And so that means that you actually have a good team.
Absolutely. Says a lot more about, A, where this season can go, right, and where he can
and
grow
from.
It's
not him being the hero. So if he throws for 320 and three touchdowns, maybe an interception in there, rushes for another touchdown and has 50 yards, you're going to say, well, geez, he was the difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.